Got Elliot Friedman standing by. Hello, Elliot. Have you had a breakfast skillet today?
No, I have not. I had eggs Benedict. That's what I had today.
Just egg whites, though, right?
No.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, just egg whites.
Not at the place I ate today.
No. Good. Atta boy.
Where are you?
It's our flight home from St. Pete Beach is in about 4 hours.
Oh, that's right. You're on your office week. I was thinking maybe you were with the rest of the throng getting ready for the Philadelphia-Toronto Maple Leaf game tonight.
No, I'll be home tonight watching that from the comfort of my couch as the city continues to burn.
And I'm guessing, even from where you are, hundreds and hundreds of miles away, you can feel the anticipation for this game.
You can't really get away from it. And somebody made a really good point to me yesterday. I was just chatting that it's a good thing that the players generally don't have the same ups and downs that the fans do. Because if that was the case, I could only imagine what that team would be like after 2 days. Obviously, every game is big. They've got Philly tonight. They've got Detroit tomorrow. Detroit took a big loss last night to Montreal. If they rode the same emotional roller coaster the fans do, they'd all need psychiatric care, that's for sure.
Well, that was one of the first things you learned, actually, going pro, was do not pay attention to the media and the ups and downs. And I can remember Brian Scrudland and guys like that saying, no, you can't listen to that stuff. You're going to drive yourself crazy.
Well, let me ask you something, Rhett. How many guys that you played with honestly never paid attention to it?
I would say 25% of the team.
Because it's well and good to say it. It's another thing to really isolate yourself from.
25% did not. 25%
did not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would be one of them.
You didn't?
I did not.
Okay. Well, and because I always thought that the guys who came out the most and said, I don't read the papers or the sports radio, are usually the guys who read the papers and listen to sports radio.
Well, yeah. Here's two things. If you're playing in Florida, mm-hmm. you have to go look for it.
That's
right?
True.
When you're playing mm-hmm. in Buffalo or Calgary, the other teams I played for, it's there. So you hear about it kind of no matter what. So it's a big difference. I mean, I was shocked to hear that Dion Phaneuf called into one of the shows to justify not answering questions after that last loss. I mean, that's
to me, that's always like a gigantic red flag.
And yes,
in 1996, I was working at the Fan in Toronto still, and I was hosting a Saturday afternoon radio show the night that Canada was about to play U.S. for the World Cup championship. In 96. And that was the game, of course, the Americans won. But anyway, so Mark Messier was questionable that day, and I was calling, I was speaking to a reporter who was there, and I said, do you think Mark Messier will be in the Maple Leaf lineup tonight? I slipped up. And the reporter laughed, and he said, is that a pipe dream of yours? And I said, well, honestly, I don't even think that would help. And 10 minutes later, we opened the phones, and the first caller was Doug Gilmore. He said, I am tired of people saying we're going to be terrible. The year hasn't even started yet. I remember the first thing thinking is, why does Doug Gilmore care what I have to say? And I think you kind of have to be like that in the Canadian cities.
You do. You totally do. And I said it last year. We did the show from the Dome. It was trade deadline day. And in the afternoon, Feaster came on and said to Steinberg, hey, the guys were ripping on you. And I'm like, why would you? It's trade deadline day. You shouldn't be paying attention to anything anyone else has to say. You've got bigger things to deal with. But and again, it's Canada. It happens. People are. You want guys to be interested. But to hear that Phaneuf felt like he needed to call in and
so sorry to jump in. So what do you think, Elliot? Is that the sign of a good captain? A guy that cares? Do you like what he did? Or like you say, with it being a red flag, are you concerned that the fact that he does listen and did want to stick up for himself, good or bad?
Well, if I was the general manager or the coach, what I'd say is I can appreciate your passion and that you wanted maybe to defend yourself in the middle of all of this. But I would say in the future, you know, you're setting the example for the team. You're the captain. If the players think that you care about it, they're going to start thinking, should they care about it? So I would say to him, hey, I appreciate it. Everybody has, you know, one. Everybody goes through this once, and I guess you were upset, but you have a thicker skin because we don't want players thinking that's the way they have to behave, that they have to listen to what's said about them, and if they don't like it, they should call into the station. Because the last thing you want is guys, 20 guys calling a radio station, doing about the what's being said about them. That's how I would handle it.
Turn on your iPad.
Yeah, turn on your iPad, or if you have a kid, watch some Dora the Explorer videos. And just, you know, maybe I know one player, and I think he was joking when he actually told me this, but he said he had AM radio removed from his car. And I said, there's no way you could do that. And he said, yeah, I did, because I didn't. I wanted to take away the temptation.
You can, because I didn't have it in my truck.
There you go. Okay, so I guess there were two of you. Yeah.
But don't you feel people that took their AM radios out, they'd be missing out
on
this
great radio? That's just a couple of players. Don't worry about that.
Gosh.
Hey, Charles Wang, rumor about selling the team.
And I'll tell you something else, and I'm sure Rhett can agree to this. The worst... And I say this worst by understanding I don't think they're bad people, but it's the influence they can have is family members. And because they will go to players and they will say, did you hear what this guy said about you? And I've had a couple of situations like that. And the first thing I will say to a player is, did you actually hear what I said? And they said, no, I was told about it. And I'll say, go listen to it, and if you want, give me your email address, and if I don't have it already, or your cell number, and I'll send you a link. And you can hear it yourself and tell me if it was really that bad. Because I know that it's the family members, and it can be anybody. People say it's the wives. It's not just the wives. It's fathers, it's mothers, it's brothers, it's cousins. They will say, this is what that guy said about you. And I know in two cases I emailed links to the players, and they emailed me back and said it was nowhere near as bad as what I was told. So it's not only them hearing it themselves, it's people close to them telling them and warping what was actually said.
Amazing you say that, because I can remember when I started, my dad would phone and call and text and say, well, I read this here, and that it's got to be true. And I'm giggling to myself going, well, yeah, you read it, but that doesn't mean you heard the whole story. I was in the room when it was being discussed. The parents and the families almost need, like, the players get coached on this, right? Like, they go through the NHL security gives them, hey, don't listen to this. This is what happened. It's almost the family members need it too, because my dad, he'd read the newspaper, and that was the Bible. I mean, whatever was said in there, and he didn't realize. So you kind of go through it that, no, that's what was said, but they're only using part of what was said, and there's other pieces to it.
Oh, yeah. And the one, too, is that you almost, and Dean also, and Rhett, like, I'll give you an example. Early in my career, a newspaper writer, one of the TV radio columnists, ripped something I did, okay? Like, just trashed me. Didn't like my work, didn't like my voice. Didn't like anything.
Who was it?
I hate that. Who was it? Who was it?
Hard to believe, I know.
Who was it?
We go,
Elliot. Elliot, who was it?
We go over. Let me finish the story. We go over to my parents' house for a brunch, and my stepmother says, I want to show you something. I said, okay. So she takes me over to the computer, and she says, this is the letter I have written to the editor. I'm going to send it. I said, if you send that, we are never speaking again. Like, seriously, you are out of my life. She goes, well, how can that... I said, sometimes you just have to deal with the fact that not everybody likes you. So I said to her, I tried to erase it, and she, like, blocked me from the computer. I said, if that goes out, our relationship is over. That's what I said to her. And luckily, she valued our relationship because we never sent it.
She was sticking up for her little Elliot.
And now we're willing to.
I know.
You tell us who it was.
Who was it?
We'll get him.
Come on.
Don't worry about it.
Hey.
Not a big deal.
No, who? Come on.
No longer in the business.
That's what this show is about. We're honest here. Who was it?
It was Bill Houston.
Okay.
Jerk.
Yeah.
And he was a...
He worked for the Globe and Mail, yeah. But later on, his opinion of my work changed nicely, but as I said to people, like, we dish it out, we got to be able to take it. So I really had no problem with it.
Yeah, I don't play by those rules. I dish it out, but I'm very sensitive. They said what?
Charles Wang, talking about selling the majority of the Islanders. If he does, what's the legacy that he's kind of going to be?
Well, this is what I can say about that, Rhett. We were looking last week. We couldn't prove it. We weren't comfortable with it. I think what the interesting thing is that I think it's the league that's really pushing this. From what I heard last week, I wasn't 100% certain that Charles Wang really wanted to sell, but I think that this is the league trying to start a new legacy for the Islanders. Look, that team is in a bad spot. It's got one of the worst arenas in the league. It's not run incredibly well, and that's all his legacy. I think people will not look back at him fondly, but the one thing I would say in his defense is they had a horrible setup in terms of an arena, like one of the worst setups, and if not the worst, in the entire National Hockey League. And the only reason I don't think that he should be totally clobbered for his ownership of the Islanders is I wonder if another owner would have been as patient for as long as he was. And like a couple of years ago, he was asking $400 million for it. There's no way he's going to get that, I don't think. But I would say that he's probably going to cover up for all his losses. So that's the way I look at it. From a hockey point of view, the team is mostly a failure, but from a business point of view, I don't know how many owners would have been as patient as he was with some of the situations they were in.
And of course, the other thing that's kind of starting to rumble, and it's not surprising, I guess, is that there might be a little bit of a stale air with John Tavares being a New York Islander. They traded away his good buddy and his line mate, and it does not say, after making the playoffs last year, they don't make it this year. How grave is the concern that Tavares might get to the point where he asks out?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen yet. I don't believe. I think that's one of the reasons that they are looking at potentially getting new ownership. I think the league realizes that this is something they need to change. It's something that needs a new breath and a new attitude as they go into a new building. I've heard that the individual they're chasing, I believe, works in the garment industry in New York, and I think what they're trying to do is say to Tavares, look, we're making changes here. We're going to Brooklyn, going to change our ownership, our philosophy of doing business. And, you know, he signed for, I think, 4 more years at one of the most team-friendly contracts for a player of his caliber in the NHL. They're going to say to him, we're going to make this work. And I think that's all part of the pitch.
So tell me about the little vacay you were on. Was it Disney World? What'd you do?
Well, we were at St. Pete Beach, and we didn't get great weather, but other than that, it was fantastic. We did go to Disneyland for a day. Our son is just about to become 2.5, and I think he was a bit overwhelmed by the entire experience, but it was fun. You know, we had a nice, relaxing week. It's been a crazy couple of months with the Olympics and the Heritage Classic right after, and I do like to take about 4 or 5 days in March every year just to recharge before the playoffs, and this one hit at the right time.
Is your 2.5-year-old a real jerk? Because I got one at the house.
What kind of a question is that?
Retro.
Come over to my house. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Retro.
Seriously, Rhett, what kind of a question is that?
Well, like, Elliot.
I'm going to tell you. Hey, you know what? You want. Now, I cannot take that question out of context. I'm going to tell my wife what you said, and that's not one where you'll be able to say. That's not going to be one where you're going to be able to say, I only gave you part of the answer.
Yeah. Well, you come to my house, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Now, in fairness, Elliot, you didn't answer the question.
I
do have to tell you, we were worried about some of the long drives and the plane flight. He has been excellent. The only time we ever had an issue was when we waited in one of the lines at Disney and waited for about 45 minutes, so you can hardly blame the kid for that.
Yeah, well, and you were crying too, so I mean...
That's right. I was behaving worse than Mac was. That's true.
Have a great weekend, buddy.
All right, guys.
Safe travels. You bet. There's Elliot Friedman, brought to you by Eastside Kia. Dare to compare with throwback pricing. Save $5,000 on a 2014 Kia Rondo LX. Only $18,460 or $87 biweekly for the first 15 months. Only at Eastside Kia.